Some members of the North Dakota legislature's budget section believe the legislature should have had more of a say in how federal money from the CARES Act is spent. That act provided North Dakota with $1.25 billion for COVID-19-related spending. The state's Industrial Commission, made up of Governor Burgum, Secretary of State Al Jaeger, and the majority leaders and Appropriation Committee chairs of both chambers of the legislature, make decisions on how to divvy up that money, and the budget section can only vote yes or no on how the money is spent. House Minority Leader Josh Boucher of Fargo says he thinks lawmakers should have more of a role in how the money is actually spent. Boucher said those spending proposals often come with policy attached.
I continue to express my disappointment that we as a legislative body have not taken on our responsibility to shepherd through this $1.25 billion other than to do an up-and-down vote at the end of the process.
Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Ray Holmberg of Grand Forks says the current system was the result of actions in the 1991 legislature. In a bill introduced on behalf of then-Governor George Sinner, with a Democratic majority on the Industrial Commission. But Holmberg said he agrees with Boucher that the legislature should take another look at it.
Because back in 1991, the dollar amounts were vastly different than what we have before us today. We would be derelict in our duty as legislators if we didn't take another look at how this operates.
And House Majority Leader Chet Pollard of Carrington agreed that lawmakers need to take another look.
We have given, through the decades, the last decade or two, more authority to the governor for executive orders. We've done that not realizing about a pandemic. We understand that. Now, we as a legislative body have a duty to have a discussion on that in the next regular session.
Fargo Democratic Senator Tim Mathern said the process has what he called a lack of transparency, and he thinks the legislature has ceded too much power to the executive branch. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.